The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame Black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. You are now punched in on your lunch break with your boy Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Live from the 3rd Street Market Hall, located in the American Family Insurance Studios. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, make sure you like, subscribe, follow us on YouTube. At 101.7 The Truth. Also follow us on all social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. You can follow us at The Truth 101.7. And make sure you follow Maybe Shannon and myself on Instagram or Facebook and so forth at Ray Nitti, RayNitti. And at Maybe Shannon, MaybeShannon. We got a very, very, very interesting show today, y'all. We got a very interesting show. And we got a guest coming in, too. We got a guest actually calling right now. Hey, Larry Sanders, how you doing, man? I'm live on the joint. He at the door. Can somebody grab Larry Sanders from the door, please? Appreciate you, brother. You gonna get me put out. We got Larry Sanders joining us today, man. He'll be joining us in studio. Somebody come. He's coming to, share his weekend in the city. He did a lot in the city today. Maybe Shannon will not be joining us today, y'all. So I apologize. Y'all got to deal with my melanin today. So give me the compliments that you all would be giving her. Shouts out to our chat. Cousin Jasmine, Jazz West, what it do? Man, once again, the number to call, 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You can also text that number as well if you can't call in, man. So send a text in, man. So today's show, we might go a little off script today, man. I'm feeling away. We got L walking in the studio. Shouts out to Xavier just bringing folks in, not on the break, but it's all good. Walking in live on the feed. But we got the homie Larry Sanders and Josh. They had an amazing event going on. Today's show, we're going to talk about, man, I want to talk about credibility. And facts and getting stuff done. Because I've been letting y'all play in my face a whole lot A lot of y'all had a lot to say, a lot of insults. I got an insult, too. I sent it to DJ Brother Z. We're going to post it on the YouTube. And this is just from me sharing some facts. We're going to post it a little later. But, you know, we got some things going on here in the city. We got a huge governor race going on in the city. And y'all know where I stood on it. And y'all attacked me for it, for supporting somebody who is the most qualified, who has done the work, who is the only one that has led large municipalities in the state of Wisconsin, the only one with a resume. I just got called, can I say ASS on the radio? Can I say the B word on the radio? A coon? Oh, no, I can't say it. I got one no and one. Okay, I can't say the B word. Look. See how they do? They try to get you put out. That's what Fran and their people do. That's what Fran and their people do. They try to set you up, bro. They send you off. And that's what they've been doing this whole campaign, sending the people off, boss. I'm on one today, bro. I'm on one today. Reason being is because I watch y'all attack somebody who has actually gotten stuff done from when he was in the assembly to county executive. And then I had to pull the facts. I had to pull the facts and Francesca home. And let's see what she got done in 6 years. She introduced 248 plus bills in 6 years and gotten one pass. That's y'all people. And you telling me she got one bill passed out of 248 and kept reintroducing the 247 over and over and over and over and over again and constantly getting denied. Nobody rocking with this stuff that she's saying. But I get called a coon ass B for pointing that out. I get called that. I said, look, the numbers don't lie. You have to be able to work across lines to get things done. In her whole career, she has not been able to do that. I'm not making this up. It's out there. One bill in 6 years. Now, y'all can say all the BS y'all want, but I'm talking about getting stuff done. Let's stop playing right now. I got called a coon-ass B for pointing out the fact. And let's keep in mind, okay, let's give the grace. People say, oh, it was a Republican-led assembly. It was a Republican-led assembly. David Crowley got three times more of the work done in a Republican-led assembly. It was 65-plus Republican members. Less than 36 Democrats, and he got policies done in the assembly. But nobody want to talk about, we talking about resume. I ain't talking about, leave my feelings for my homie out of this. We talking about being able to get work done. She has not been able to get anything done. One bill in 6 years that's been passed. One bill. On their own website, they says it will be difficult to get any of these legislations in here. Y'all going to have to defend this one bill. Y'all been standing on a lot of, hey, Brother Z, get the screenshot up, please, because we is not playing with these folks today. Y'all going to have to stand on this one bill. Brother Guru, where you at? You're going to have to stand on it, man. I didn't want to come in here and talk politics today, but it was the disrespect. A coon is like a coon. I could take a lot of things, man. I got called an idiot. I got called a dumb Negro. But a coon ass B? Like, damn. From somebody that probably ain't even voting. Run to the YouTube right now, please, so you can see the disrespect. Run to the YouTube right now. I want y'all to see it. I want y'all to see it. I want y'all to see it. One policy. If she's passed more, let me know. ain't talking about introduced, because she introduced 248 plus. One passed. Right now, one passed in the current 6 years. And you telling me that she gonna get all of this stuff passed as governor. Y'all gonna have to answer to that. I'm not here to, I ain't debating nobody. I'm saying what it is. You can't convince me of what the paperwork say. Hey, Zach, if you was a goalkeeper, right, and your job was to defend the goal, and every year you only blocked one goal, fam, a season, you still going to keep that job?
Probably not.
And they scored 248 goals on you yearly. You still going to keep that job?
Probably not.
You going to get promoted to the majors?
If I'm white.
Well, that doesn't work in this case. I can't lean on that. I can't lean on that for her. I'm just saying. Aaron, you absolutely right. And thank you, dog. The only bill that she got passed was a bill about Asian studies in school. So once again, when I ask, what is this person going to do for black people in the worst place to raise black families, I get attacked. My bad, L. Josh. Y'all walked in on some. My bad, fam. You know? They had me fired up. One bill in 6 years, Zach. DJ Brother Z. Make it make sense, fam. Call up here and defend it. Tell me how somebody who's passed one bill in 6 years gonna get something done as governor. And I'm supposed to believe in that. And they ain't even speaking directly to our needs. You saw the one bill she got passed was for her people. And I'm not hating on it. That's what you're supposed to do. But y'all standing on a lot of bull right now. Y'all talking about, oh, we're going to get this passed. We're going to get this passed. We're going to do this. Oh, she's amazing. She's going to shut the hell up. We posted the screenshot. We posted it already. Post it again. I ain't even see it. Post it again. This is what I want y'all to see they standing on. And it be black people. It be people that look like us. I've never once said, vote for David Crowley because he black. Never once have y'all ever heard me say that on this publication, online, on anything. I've consistently stated that he is the only one qualified to do the job and is currently doing the job and has the resume to do the job on day one and the relationships to work across party lines in order to get stuff done. That's important. That's important. I asked a simple question. This ain't numbers I just made up. That's real math. That's real. That's on. Like, come on, fam. And then y'all tell me, oh, the Air supporters, they're just, they, what was Xavier like to say? You're being mean to me. Crowley supporters are so soft. No, y'all lucky I ain't beating y'all ass. Slapping the hell out of y'all for talking stupidness. And I got to keep some type of composure because I actually got something to lose. Y'all going to have to stand on it. Y'all going to have to stand on one bill in 6 years. So now you telling me magically in 4 years, after not getting nothing done, the same legislation, stop playing with me, dog. These are the same people she working with right now that's not rocking with the stuff she doing. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We live on the award-winning Truth 101.7. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
It's just a facade. The bridge separates South Beach from my Miami. The real Miami. The M.I.A. This is where we hustle.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
Who you suckers think you're tripping with? Yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white. That's
what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. Shannon had to take a personal day today, man. I'm on one today, y'all, because y'all gonna have to stand on that. I had to turn comments off because I'm not even arguing with idiots no more, bro. I'm not arguing with people anymore to just say stupid stuff and insult people and think that because you pointing out facts that's not favorable to the person that they want to support, that you got to be called things like this. And we're going to run this all day, too. And I hope y'all, anybody listen, I hope y'all know her. Hope you know this person. So y'all can see. And this is why I be like, it's going to be so hard. Let's say she does get through the primary, which I don't think she will. I don't think she gets through the primary at all. I think it's about to be an upset. Could I be wrong? Sure. But I refuse to vote for somebody who has showed zero success in a general and zero interest in earning my support. Now, call me what you want after that. But you're not going to look at these numbers, these facts, and tell me that she is the best person for the job. I got called a coon-ass B for stating Francesca Hong in 6 years has only successfully gotten one bill out of 248 attempts. 248 bills. And we're going to just keep posting this clip all day. Because they like to tell me I'm just an entertainer. I don't know what I'm talking about. We got my brother in here, Larry Sanders, and brother Josh as well. Bro, how you feeling? You know something about people telling you to, you know, stay in your lane, shut up and dribble, don't give a damn about things that actually mean something to you, like mental health.
Right.
As if because you were an athlete, you had no substance to add to the conversation and you was just supposed to play the role of an athlete while watching hundreds of other NBA players suffer in silence.
Right.
What was that experience like, bro?
It was tough, man. You know, you come into a situation where you know, mental health is like, you know, you're in the Stone Age. Nobody's talking about mental health, but you see everybody around you suffering, and so many people are, you know, not talking about what they're going through. So, you know, it was like I knew the recipe wasn't just suffer in silence and make a bunch of money. You know what I mean? It was the success rate in that going in that direction was real low. Mm-hmm. Guys was going broke real fast. They was dealing with mental health issues after they, you know, retired and whatnot. And you still see it now in a lot of ways. You know, guys leave the leagues and they leave the NBA, NFL, and, you know, it's just hard to transition. You know what I'm saying? A lot comes with that. So, you know, when you playing, you're going to do a lot mentally. When you leave, you're going to do a lot mentally. So you can't, you know, there's no room to be ignoring what's going on inside your head. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So what was that like for you, right? Pushing the envelope and trying to get people to see something that is important. And they just want to keep you in this lens, this box. And in a way, like, discredit your voice.
Right.
And like,
Go
ahead.
Nah, I want to touch on that, too, because, you know, I come back to Milwaukee, and a lot of people don't understand why I even left Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and they might say mental health, mental illness, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I was going through a lot mentally, but understand, I left the NBA. I didn't leave the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, I left the whole infrastructure, and that was because they had nothing in the collective bargaining agreement that said they had to address mental health. There was nothing there. They said they had to respect it, address it, or even acknowledge it. So I knew I was under infrastructure that, you know, they tried to sue me. You know, the NBA was trying to sue me when I was trying to leave, right? It was coming from my contract. I had to put myself in Rogers Memorial Hospital for 30 days so that, you know, if they did try to sue me or fine me for not being there, how would that look? Mm-hmm. It was more of a how would it look thing than any kind of regulations. They could have fined me. They could have, you know, said you didn't show up for practice. They could have did all that to me while I was in there. They just thought it would look bad.
So they didn't go through with any disciplinary action.
What they did was when I finally retired, right? Because this when I retired it was crazy. I'm in St. Lucia with my wife at the time.
That's where my mother from.
You know, man. We in St. Lucia.
Love your mommy.
Tons. So yeah, we out there. And, you know, beautiful, but it was all-star break. I had just came out of Rogers Memorial Hospital. It was all-star break. I went to St. Lucia with my wife, and I had two agents at the time, Happy Walters and Dan Fagan, RIP. And, you know, they was telling me, we can't do nothing. You got to come back to practice after all-star. You got to pull up. You got to be there. Or the NBA is going to void. They're going to void your contract. You don't come. I said, you know what? I'm retired, but I'm retired for free. And I want a press conference in Milwaukee. I'm going to come back, and I just want to tell everybody why I'm retiring. They said, we got $15 million on the table. Just don't come back. And that's how I got my deal. Mm-hmm. That's how I got my deal out of the Bucks, to get out of the contract.
Oh, so you initially was just going, you didn't want nothing. You was walking away like, just let me out.
Of course I wanted something.
Yeah. Well, you said
of course
you said,
I wanted something, but said, I had to take it there because they was telling me there's nothing they could do.
Yeah,
that never happened before. No player has ever retired in the middle of the season. It doesn't happen. We can wait to the end of the season. We can put you on a different team. Just tank it. Mm-hmm. Just don't show up to practice. Just make them want to trade you. Be the bad guy. I was like, bro, the way my mental health is set up, mm-hmm. I'm out of here, bro. You know what I mean? I'm not doing this. There's too many games within the game that don't make sense to the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's their game. And you don't, infrastructure that big, you know, I ain't got enough soldiers to fight in that army. Hmm. I get out of the war. But, you know, I try to lead others out of the war as well because mm-hmm. there's options. Like, you don't got to settle for what somebody's trying to give you or they tell you. It's a crazy position to be in because you value so high, right? You got thousands of people clapping for you, people watching your TV, but then you devalue so low mm-hmm. because you work for me. I'm paying you all this money. You do what I say. Mm-hmm. You hurting. Let's see how much it hurt. And if they did that with my body, right? If I said my ankle hurt, and this was just the way of the Bucks at the time. They had this ABA feel, this old school. I don't know. But if your ankle hurt, we up in the morning doing 1,000 push-ups. Your arm hurt. They pushing it where you like, I might as well just play through this. Mm-hmm. I might as well just play through this. And if they doing that to my body, think about what they're doing to your mind. Mm-hmm. So it's just once you put a value on your body and a value on your mind, people see you as a product. It is what it is. You're a high value product.
Man, so I, you know, you bro, I watched a lot of the things that you was dealing with in silence, right? And I appreciate you for being vulnerable and sharing some of these things you was dealing with me, because I remember that conversation that we had on the rooftop off of Kilbourne, and you was like, bro, I don't know, bro. I like, this ain't right, bro. Like, my mind, like, and a lot of people don't know how much you was taking care of your mom too back then. Mm-hmm. They just see, like you say, the product on the court.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, y'all don't know what this brother dealing with, who all he taking care of. People think because you have this lump sum of money that reality isn't real. Right. Like, life ain't real. Right. And I was a little pissed off because I saw how you was handled. And then after the press conference and mental health started becoming a thing, I almost want to say a year or two later, you saw Kevin Love having it's like they gave Kevin Love this mental health lane as he was like he was like the poster boy, right, for mental health. I was like, no, y'all just assassinated somebody that spoke out about it, yeah, and tried to say they was too much weed and all of these other things. And it's like, no, let's tell the truth. It was very similar, in my opinion, to what Kaepernick went through. Just a different thing he was fighting for to bring awareness to. It was police brutality for Kaepernick and a level of mental brutality for players in the NBA. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We're live with Larry Sanders, former Milwaukee Buck, Milwaukee legend, and the homie Josh. We're going to get into some Her Loss and Broke Life content when we come back. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Live on the lunch break.
Don't go anywhere. It's the count of three. Spell to put your supper up. Holly Grove, I throw it up like I'm trying to lose my gut. Gets up, beat them up like a million uppercuts. Got a million duffled up for the of it. Get on my level, you can't get on my level. You will need to.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back to the lunch break. You clocked in on your lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. We talking all kinds of things right now. We got Larry Sanders live in studio. Josh live in studio. Her Loss, Broke Life collabo. Man, so let's, I know I took y'all down the rugged route to get here. It was a little spicy when y'all walked in. I apologize. But, you know, y'all know how I get down, man. But, yeah, man, so you back in the city, man. Welcome back to the city. It's been some time. You've done a lot in the city and out of the city, but still made sure you was connected to the city with a few things. But before we get into some of those things, let's talk about what brought you back this time, and let's get into that Broke Life, Her Loss collaboration and the pop-up that you all had. Tell the people what took place this weekend.
Yeah, man, it was a great weekend. It was great to be back, for sure, man. I haven't been back in Milwaukee and since we play here in the Big Three. And I want to say that was like four or five years ago. And then, you know, before that, it was like maybe 5 years. So really being in Milwaukee for a long time, being able to, you know, a few days, it's been like 10 years, man. It's been a minute. So it was great reconnecting with the city. You know, I reconnected with my dog, Josh. And me and Josh, I've been knowing him since I played in Milwaukee, and we always had a very instant, genuine connection, you know. We always, you know, clown on each other, man. We got great chemistry when it comes to creativity. So, you know, he always been a creative guy. He was always into the clothing and the shoes, and he was tapped in. So I wasn't really surprised to see that he was doing what he was doing, but I'm like, man, how can I be involved? So we put our minds together, and we came up with this piece. I sent him the designs, and he sent me back the shirt the next day. He had it made, you know what I mean? So I immediately was like, you know, that's my energy. You know how I work, Eddie. I don't like wasting no time.
Gotta get right to it.
Right to it. So, so we connected. We planned out the event. We did it this Saturday, man. Had a great outcome. A bunch of people came through. Felt like family, you know. And, you know, just being back in the city, really, if anything, makes me want to move back to the city. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much love here, man. There's so much love here. We went out and did some stuff with the kids on Sunday.
You know, was at a park?
Yep, yep.
Which park was y'all at? Kern Park. Yep. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, when I didn't play with them and talk to them a little bit. And, you know, that was one of the most important things that we did when I came out here. That was, you know, number one on the list. We was going to do the clothing, but if anything, we was going to come out there to the community and get back to the kids because, you know, it's the craziest thing about this whole weekend is that I've ran into so many people who have shown me pictures of me and them when they were children. You know, police officers, people who own restaurants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like random people on the street, you know what I mean? And that's just amazing to see. And they remembered me and the impact. And, you know, I want to keep recreating that feeling. You know, it's a new set of youth out here. You know what I mean? That need that impact, that feeling, and that inspiration. So now, why not do it with the clothing, right? Why not give them something they can put on their shoulders that represents everything that, you know, that I got going on, you know what I mean, the brand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we start really digging into the event space and you see all the different elements that we're affecting as far as anti-bullying, you know, personal development, financial literacy, when you attach yourself to this brand, it's much more than just clothing. It's much more than just her loss. You know, it's empowerment. You know what I mean? It's everybody lost whenever you're not there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. And so, you know, Josh is a legend around here. Like, he's a legendary guy in the city. If you in Milwaukee, you know this guy. So, you know, I let him talk a little bit and, you know, tell you a little bit about broke life.
Yeah, man. Josh, tell him about broke life, man.
He being modest, man. I ain't no legend.
Talking to the mic,
nah,
man.
You being modest.
I ain't no legend.
You being modest.
No, listen.
You being modest.
He definitely being
that's
modest.
That's been my brother for a minute. And Nitty been my brother for a minute, which people don't even know.
We've
been jamming a long time before they're here. And everybody in here right now got hair.
Yeah, man. Fact, though. Yours the longest.
I mean.
For now.
I might be the oldest, too.
For now.
I'm catching.
Yeah, you're the oldest.
I'm still trying to remember if I'm 42 or 43. I'm going to figure it out.
Dang.
Oh, man. I'm one of them.
You got lost in the 40s.
No, man. But just to shoot the real, this was a long time coming anyway because me and Larry, like I said, we had a great vibe before. I just happened to reach out to him and seen what he was doing. And it was just random that I looked him up. We hit each other the same day, end up going to Miami together and streaming there, vibing, and then we came back here with the ambition, like, bro, we're going to turn this up one time. And the simple fact that Giannis left, we bringing a familiar face back, you know what I'm saying, giving the city hope with his brand and with the clothing store. It just made me feel like this is going to be the way my boy come back home in a corrected way, by putting a brand on the body. Like I said, these clothes ain't meant to be worn. It's meant to be put into your life. Her loss is a big brand. Like, it's bigger than what people think it is.
Yeah, because you explained it to me, so I know now. So it's like, explain to the people the her loss, the theory behind her loss. Because like you said, surface level, people would just read that. But
oh no, I got
take it behind
the way
stitching.
Larry put it down. He gonna tell you the best.
Well, I mean, it's empowerment. You know what I mean? Like, we all have situations we may leave, and you know, you gonna always feel like you might have done some things better. You made some mistakes, but you know, it's always their loss, man. It's gonna be her loss forever because that's you gotta get your chin up. You gotta find a way to, you know what I'm saying, correct your wrongs. Don't get it wrong. Don't get me wrong, but you gotta be the prize, man. You have to, you know, and you gotta continue to walk in those footsteps because that's going to motivate you to keep being better, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Keep making yourself better. You don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. That's not what the brand's saying, you know what I'm saying? But it's always going to be her loss forever because you're going to always keep making yourself better. If she ain't going to stick around and wait for that, that's cool. And then, you know, it's also, you know, women, because women think it's all men, women. But women deal with her loss a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women have women in their life where, you know, said it was their friend or their sister, and they ain't dead no more. Was they lost? You know what I mean? And if they can understand that emotion, then they know that we can too. But his loss coming soon, you know what I mean? We're going to do something right for the women, and in particular for them. But, you know, relationship-based, you know, clothing was important to me because we all deal with relationships, you know, across the board. That's universal. You know what I mean? And we all deal with empowerment and insecurities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
Man, if you just tuning in, we are live with the homie Larry Sanders, former Milwaukee Buck, and the homie Josh from Broke Life. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll get into some more questions, man, and what's been going on. We got some comments we'll read online as well. But don't go anywhere, y'all. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
We ain't even out in Turks, she finna take sand. Riding around with F and then we like to hold hands. Boat with two sip, die, he ain't need a bed. Then I did the pint of tech in a cold red. If I tell the to pull her, she gon' moped it. My doggy don't smoke on unless it's unleaded. I don't back and forth over no
next. What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back. You are punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios, located in the 3rd Street Market Hall. We got a little something on the menu today. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit The Truth's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete a volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A, brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension for making this all happen, y'all. We back, we back, we back, y'all. We live, we live, we live with the homie Larry Sanders and Josh. Her Loss, Broke Life collabo. They had a big weekend here in the city. We got some comments online, too, man. Henry says, wow, I remember Larry Sanders. I didn't know he was built like that. He said, my mental health will not allow. Shouts out to Henry for checking in. Kitten Cherie said, love this show. Tuning in from the UK. She also said, a clothing line that both women and men can wear. Modern day CK1 for clothing. Great idea. Man, shouts out to the UK tuning in, man. Appreciate the UK for tuning in. Good day, mate. You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't it?
It's a jolly day, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Let him cook.
Man, so we talking to Larry Sanders, y'all. 833-212-1017. That's the number to call. Or you can text that line, 833-212. That's the number to call. Or you can text it, man. We just getting into this conversation. We talked about Larry leaving the NBA, not Milwaukee. Leaving the NBA, not Milwaukee. Dealing with mental health issues and bringing light to mental health issues in an organization that had zero requirements, responsibilities, or anything in the collective bargaining rights agreements that would cater to that. And, you know, he walked away from a lot. And even in walking away from a lot, I still saw him put out way more than I'm sure at the time you had a bunch of financial people like, bro, you can't do this. You can't take on this financial responsibility of bringing 15 artists from Milwaukee, Wisconsin down to L.A. in a mansion in Sherman Oaks and help them live out their dreams.
It wasn't recommended.
It wasn't recommended. I remember seeing one of them water bills, fam. At that point, I was like, hey, bro.
Yeah. You tight, though. Yo, and then he can't do the crib.
I was like, bro.
Actually, what was... I said, yeah, this is bro. The other side of this. But
the water bill... Can I say?
Go ahead.
The water bill was 9 G's, fam. That was a month. That wasn't like a back. That wasn't like, you know, Milwaukee, you could, you pay your bill, water bill, what, every quarter, every half a year or something like. This L.A., it's a drought. They want theirs. It's hot in the valley. So that was just water.
And not drinking water, right?
No, bro. This is like dishes. Like showers.
Nitty might have added a zero.
Bro, okay. It definitely went 900, bro. Bruh.
It was probably about 45.
Bro, no, probably it wasn't, bro.
It felt bro. 500.
For what?
Bro, she sat me down and said, "Ray, we need to talk about this." Bro, I saw it, bro.
Yeah.
And then once you got to remember, everything shifted after that conversation.
Yeah, it did though. A lot of things shifted after that, because that was, you know, it was a experiment at first.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
but, and it's an experiment that worked.
It worked.
Let's say that
it worked.
It definitely worked. It changed a bunch of lives, but it was 9 G's, bro. I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Everything was expensive, man. It was expensive because, you know, I was really taking care of these artists, but. You know, I believed in it, and I wanted to like, you know, it was my passion work, man. I was also in a master class of my own, you know, like I was learning a lot from these artists, and I was, you know, we had cut that record with Party Next Door. We did the thing, we did the track with Drake. You know, I had a studio built in my back where, you know, Schoolboy Q came through there, you know, Young TDE, all them guys. It was amazing experience, bro. Something that, you know, people, you know, would pay a lot more for. You understand what I'm saying?
Straight up. So. You can't, bro. You can't even put words into explaining how random this crib was.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the most talented people under one. I'm talking Business Boy. I'm talking about DC. I'm talking about Prep. I'm talking about writers out the work. Mo. I'm talking about Ye Ali. Yeah. Super talent, bro. And that's just people we know. Then you got Meta World Peace coming in, sitting down, having meetings with us. I'm like, all right, this is really happening.
Bruh.
Then you had Nick Young pulling up because they was trying to get bro to sign with the Lakers at the time. Then you remember when Nick Young came to the crib?
Yeah, to the party.
Then his people's got the box. Bro, I thought it was
got
over
the boxing,
with.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, L.A. done got us.
We had the house. I thought it was
a squabble, bro.
It was a party, yeah.
And Nick Young on the couch just laughing at it. I'm like, what's happening, bro? This can't be real. I'm like, it's about to go down. He was like, man, he said it was on site and he wanted his squabble.
Yeah.
Bro, all you heard was... Whoop somebody through the front door. Like, he came in the house beating somebody, bro. Like,
This is the crib.
It was his people.
His people beat on each other at the crib. I'm like, man. I looked at him. He like, man. Come on,
man. Man, bro. It was
just another day for them.
Just a regular. Hey, he was laughing, bro. He's like, he said it was on site when he see him.
And we
they
in
got
the valley,
to
too.
Bro.
It is what it is.
I'm like, all right. This is L.A. But what I'm saying is you can't even put a price on those type of experiences.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You can't put a price on it. And we just talking about the entertainment aspect. It was so many meetings I was able to sit in, like with Dom.
Yeah.
Dom Clothing. You know, big brand, bro. Not big in America, worldwide big brand. And we sitting, one of the homies didn't even speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the main dude,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, the owner.
He was with China? Was there from China?
From China, connected with Bape. Dom Studios is a huge clothing studio on Melrose and Fairfax, right on the corner. And they had, they were doing displays for artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working with them to get different artists in there to do their displays. Mm-hmm. It happened up there each month. They would host them. And they had all the exclusive Bape in there, all the exclusive, you know what I mean? And, yeah, we, you know, just I've been curating and working with, like, man, CEOs of different companies for a very long time and trying to develop you know, create space, products, you know, touch people. It's been a process with all of this, bro. Like for real, mm-hmm. when you really reach back, and it's Nitty even bringing up stuff is making me remember stuff I forgot about, because there's been so many different, you know, building blocks to get to this. You know what I mean? It's like a Lego set, bro. I can't even remember what the first building block looked like, but mm-hmm. it's down there. You know what I mean? And now, you know, found, you know, another CEO to work with and building up the brand here. And we, you know, the clothing store that he has, the brick and mortar that he has developed already, we're talking now about a partnership and bringing in more athletes and, you know, even doing an alumni space where, you know, we will host, you know, so many different athletes who have been here in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. give them a space to come back to and, you know, touch it, reconnect with their fans. So there's a lot, man. There's a lot we want to do to full circle this all this stuff, man, and bring this stuff back to Milwaukee, because if anything, the reason why I'm here and the reason why I love Milwaukee, I'm from Florida. I'm from the Sunshine State. It ain't the weather. I love Milwaukee because of the people. I love Milwaukee because of the people. You know what I mean? Because the people, man.
It's not the weather.
It's not the weather. It's the people. And, you know, I've traveled around the world and twice since I left Milwaukee. You know, I've been to Egypt. I've been to Grenada. I've been, you know, fortunate enough to go to China, Taiwan, all over the world, man. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I can say is that the people here are authentic. And they're hardworking and humble. And that's why I've always connected with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that's why the city loves me. That's why the people here love me, because we can resonate on that field. Like, we just wanna win and work hard. You know what I mean? And we don't mind the grind. So, yeah, man, I love it. I love, you know, giving back to the people here, reconnecting with the kids. And I would love to, you know, develop more products and, you know, get even more rooted within the community and, you know, the business space out here and build, man. It's all about building.
Facts.
Y'all, we live with Larry Sanders, former Milwaukee Buck legend. Don't go anywhere. We come back. We're going to be talking about this Grammy, man, because he's pretty humble. He said we did some work, but he ain't mentioned what? He got a Grammy from some of that work that was going on. So we gonna get into that Grammy talk, man. This is the Grammy fam in the building. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.